In this bulletin, tax cuts for small and medium-sized businesses to be brought forward by 5 years. Hurricane Michael batters homes as it makes landfall over the Florida Gulf Coast. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur advances at the Shanghai Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The government is promising to bring forward tax cuts for millions of small and medium-sized businesses. Companies with turnovers of up to $50 million will get their tax rate cut to 25 cents in the dollar in just 5 years rather than 8 years' time. The promise will cost $3.2 billion over the budget's forward estimates. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told the Nine Network many businesses will benefit.
We said at the time that we would be coming back with another plan. That's what I'm doing now. And that plan sees small and medium-sized businesses paying less tax sooner, bringing that forward by 5 years. Labor already said that they were going to reverse the tax cuts for small business to 25%. That means small businesses from the smallest hairdresser up to, you know, mining-based businesses, servicing mining areas, they will all pay higher taxes under Labor. They will all pay lower taxes under our government.
Opposition finance spokesman Jim Chalmers has told Sky News he wants the government to spell out where the money will come from to cover the tax cuts.
You're right that part of the money could come from the abandonment, for now at least, of the company tax cuts for bigger businesses. But I would make the point that Scott Morrison's plan A, plan B, plan C has always been to give the biggest tax cuts to big banks in this country and the foreign multinationals. And I think if he wins the election, that will come back onto the table.
Hurricane Michael has made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast. The Category 4 storm, which is the second most serious category, has been measured as carrying winds of up to 245 kilometres per hour. It carries the threat of catastrophic surges of seawater and is expected to be the worst hurricane ever recorded in the region. More than 2.1 million residents are under mandatory or voluntary evacuation orders. Florida has declared a state of emergency, as have Alabama and Georgia. Florida Governor Rick Scott has warned of unimaginable devastation.
But we need every family to help with this. Listen to local officials. We could still have flash flooding and tornadoes. We heard of two devastating tornadoes in Gadsden County. The weather is still extremely dangerous. Do not take a risk. Be safe.
Here, the heads of the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac are the first banking CEOs to be grilled by politicians about the appalling behaviour revealed at the Royal Commission. The inquiry has heard evidence about widespread product mis-selling, charges for no service and fees taken out of dead clients' accounts. The hearing is the first of three the committee is holding over the coming week to question the banking leaders. In opening the committee, Chair and Liberal MP Tim Wilson has questioned the Commonwealth Bank CEO Matt Comyn over the public's mistrust of the banks.
Do you accept that you have traded on the trust of the Australian people that's led to this situation?
Well, trust is absolutely the cornerstone of any financial institution. It needs to be. And of course, we recognise that it's been damaged, and that's of enormous concern to us.
Updating sport, and in tennis, Alex de Minaur has set up a third-round encounter with Alexander Zverev after a straight sets win at the Shanghai Masters. The Australian eased to a 6-4, 6-3 win over Frenchman Benoit Paire as his late-season run gains momentum. We'll now look at today's weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 24. Adelaide, also cloudy, 23 degrees. Melbourne, sunny and 20. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 16. Canberra, similar conditions, 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 16 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, a few showers and 17. Brisbane, also showers, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.